This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. With protests in the streets and the military giving Egypt's president an ultimatum that some see as a threat of a coup d'etat, the stock market in Cairo went up to a three-month high today. Some investors take the view that a military response might restore some order to the streets and to the economy of Egypt. Supporters of Egypt's elected government would not agree. The BBC's Claire Reed is in Cairo. Hello, Claire.
Good morning.
What is the scene on the ground there today?
At the moment, it's building again. What we're expecting is more big protests today. The Islamists have called for larger protests than they have been there. In fact, busing people into Cairo for bigger protests. The anti-Morsi brigades are also out gathering at the presidential palace and in Tahrir Square once again. So we're expecting continued protests, and there are marches coming today as well to Tahrir Square and the presidential palace.
What about the economy today? Are stores, shops open?
The shops are open, yes, and they're doing business. People are kind of taking turns to go to the protests. They do their business, but then they duck out and they pop down to Tahrir Square there. But taxis are working and public transport is still functioning. So to a certain extent, there's kind of a normality.
But this is playing out against a backdrop of a deteriorating Egyptian economy since the Arab Spring?
That's right, yes. There's a lack of foreign investment, which is causing the government to borrow more and more. And this was inherited from the beginning, before Morsi took power and before the armed forces were in power, from the times of President Mubarak. There was debt, but this debt has been increasing over the past 2 years to high levels. And the reason that they need to borrow is because of their high subsidies for bread and petrol and various other items. Which is actually a quarter of the Egyptian budget. And this has forced Egypt to cover that debt.
The BBC's Claire Reed in Cairo. Claire, thank you.
You're welcome.